The following story contains adult themes and depictions of violence and trauma. This podcast is not for children. Please be advised.
What are you talking about?
You should sit down. Let's talk.
Part of me wanted to yell at him, accuse him of lying to get his own way. But another part of me wanted to listen. Something just didn't make sense.
Really, Anne, one thing you need to know about me is that I never wanted to leave you. The prince. One day, the prince called me into his office because he found out about the two of us. He sat me down and told me to leave you. He said that if he ever saw me with you again, he'd kill me.
I couldn't hold eye contact with Jacob when he had such a serious look. Why would he say that?
I didn't know at first. But when I found out the two of you were together, it all made sense. He's obsessed with you.
That's outrageous.
It's the truth, really, Anne. Look at me.
I don't want to.
Look at me. I would never lie about this. You know something is off about him, don't you?
Why should I believe you?
Really, Anne, I got you a promise ring. Do you not understand how important that is to me? I promised myself to you.
It was a false promise.
Because of him! He's crazy!
He isn't! He's been by my side this entire time, even when I felt the most alone.
He's isolated you. I would have been there.
You weren't.
He would have killed me.
Don't say that!
He would have, and you know it. It's dangerous to be around him.
He'd never hurt me.
You don't want to find out. What happens the day you tell him no?
What?
What happens the day he wants something and you tell him no?
Nothing happens.
Have you tested that?
Why would I test that?
Who's to say he won't lose it on you?
He won't!
He's always been like this. It's in his nature. You're going to get hurt.
He's making an effort.
An effort to what? Be less demented?
Don't call him that! You don't know anything about him!
He's a liar. He's been lying to you this entire time.
No, he hasn't.
He lied to you about me.
You could be lying!
Really, Anne? When I'm alone, you're the only thing on my mind. All I can think about is how things ended between us, and it was so unfair! I loved you, really, Anne. I still do! And even if you don't feel the same, you deserve to know the truth. He forced me to leave you and then romanced you himself. Doesn't that feel wrong? It's been tearing me up inside. It's an abuse of power.
I don't know.
If I never left you, would you have fallen for the prince? Would you be with him now?
I wanted to be biased and think with my heart. I wanted to believe that it was the truth that Zain and I are fate. And maybe we are. But if Jacob never left me that night, I wouldn't have run into Zain. I wouldn't have danced with him. I would have never found out the truth. He was the stranger I fell for back home. Why would he hide that from me in the first place? He must have recognized me when I came here. I don't think I would.
He involved himself in our affairs, really, Anne. It's manipulative and creepy. Just think, what could he have planned for you all the way back in Dimitri?
I still love him. I do, it's the truth.
You can't let him get away with this.
Maybe it was for the better.
Really, Anne?
He still cares.
I promise that he's only lying because he knew that if you found out the truth, you'd see him for what he really is.
He's not a bad person.
He's not a good person. Really, Anne, I did some digging.
Why?
Because I was worried.
Okay.
I just When I tell you this, you need to believe me. Even if it sounds ridiculous, I'm telling the truth.
Just get on with it already.
Prince Zane caused the village fire in Arendoil. He's burned villages before. It isn't uncommon.
Mother? Father?
Ask anyone there.
I wonder if you've moved on to your next lives.
Outsider.
Or are you still in the realm of shadows? Could you be waiting for me?
He was there that night, in the heart of Inyo.
I wish I was with you. Sometimes I forget how hard it is being alone. Even when you think you have someone, they could still betray you. But you two would never do that to me. You two loved me unconditionally. I know he was there that night. That's the day I met him. And you never lied to me, even as a child.
What?
Yeah, I didn't even know his name. I thought he was going to court me until he disappeared. It's such a shame that that happened to you. Do you know the funny part about it? I remember this man who constantly harassed me, the Lord's son. He saw me with Zane. He was clueless, of course, and he insulted the prince without realizing he was right there. What was it he said? It was so hard to remember the details. Answer for your crimes? Well, I suppose he was serious. Jacob?
Yes?
Are we done here?
Really, Anne?
Could you let me out, please?
Oh, right. Really, Anne? Are you okay?
Hey there. You're listening to episode 17 of He Who Forsakes the Crown. This is the October episode. We love October here at Chapter 15 Studios because our entire shtick is based off of things that you can get at Spirit Halloween. Doing the break early for this part of the episode because this is just kind of where the break falls in line. But you're here and I'm here, so thank you for listening. Apologies for this being one of the shorter episodes. That wasn't a production issue or anything, that's just kind of how the pacing is going. This is also a slower episode, a feelings one, but it's pretty good. And let me tell you guys, next episode is my favorite of the whole series so far. I'm not done writing it, but next episode is my favorite. It's gonna sound amazing, I'm so excited. It will be short, I'm warning you now, it's gonna be short. Shout out and RIP to Queen Elizabeth. I feel like we need to mention it here because for the first 6 months of the creation of He Who Forsakes the Crown, every time I Googled it, instead of my show coming up, it was Netflix's popular drama series, The Crown. So I feel like we're a little connected. So RIP, Lizzie. There's a new crown in town. You guys already know what I'm going to say. Make sure to smash that like button. Subscribe to the show if you're able. The button clicks do us some good on the charts. And if you haven't already, make sure to follow us on social media. We got Chapter 15 Studios. 15 is always a number on Instagram, Tumblr, and TikTok. And CH15 Studios on Twitter, because Chapter 15 Studios didn't fit the character limit. That's all I've got to say this time. Once again, thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate the support. Tell your friends, tweet at us, do all that good stuff. You know we're here, we're listening. And that's all there is to say. So I hope you enjoyed the rest of the episode. Bye!
The grass was wet with dew, breathing a new sense of life with each day. The night sky was brightly lit, stars sprinkling across the sky. Crickets chirped, filling the silence of this summer night.
Where is she?
I don't know.
Normally, if anything, she's early.
Did something happen?
No one is dead. I'm sure she's still alive.
I know you're trying to be comforting, but that doesn't make me feel any better.
Did she get lost?
She knows her way around well. The night was fairly humid. I could feel my skin get sticky as time passed. Where could she be? I made sure her mail was with my mother's. Did she open it? Did something happen to it? Is someone else taking up her time? It was like my jacket was suffocating me. I couldn't breathe. Should I go looking for her? What if she's already on her way? What if I miss her? I need to get back to the castle before sunrise. No one needs to know of my absence. But still, I waited. Hours pass. Still nothing.
She's not coming.
What if she's running late?
Who would hold her back this early?
You're right.
Did she forget?
How could she forget?
Maybe she had a tiring night.
With whom? Daybreak was soon. I could see vibrant purple appear within the morning sky. Still, the stars twinkled with such tenacity. The moons still had their halos of light. The crickets still chirped, accompanied by the subtle tweets of songbirds. I walked back to the castle, meandering through the dimly lit halls. Only the windows provided a source of light. It has a melancholic feel to it, this night. I feel so empty. I'm not sad. I'm not angry. Just empty. It's 4 in the morning. I've always been a bit of an insomniac. Being able to comfortably sleep has always been difficult for me. Yet, to experience this, it's like I'm in a dream. Have you ever, just once, been peacefully awake at 4 in the morning? To witness the brightening sky burst into color? To feel the quiet but calm air resonate within your soul? In those moments, it feels lonely. Yet loneliness is oddly comforting. It's like if Reinach himself welcomed you to his realm, where a simple hello could be the light's warm touch brushing against your cheek. The halls welcome me with their silence as the sky fades into a dusty pink. Down the corridor, I made it to her room, pressing my ear against the door. I listened. I stood there for a moment, looking for something. Anything. It was just silent. No response. Nothing. To my surprise, it was open. Sorry. Her bed laid empty. Sheets crumpled as if someone left it. My letter sat open on her bed, the paper warped. The roses I sent her slowly wilting, the flowers drooping from the weight. Where could she be at this hour? Could she possibly be out? Where could she go at a time like this without an escort? If anything could comfort me in this solemn hour, it'd be the piano. The bright reds and oranges within the sky reflected off of its sleek body. It was similar to a painting I've seen before.
Thank you.
didn't know what to feel. What could I feel? I've never felt so homesick before. My eyes were red, burning. My face felt swollen and my eyes threatened to close at any moment. He's lying, isn't he? He doesn't know what I know. He doesn't know what I've experienced. Right? They couldn't be right, could they? He isn't using me, right? 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 He couldn't have killed hundreds of people that night. Right? Right? I could feel my throat burn as hot tears stream down my face. Please, Goddess. Please. I don't want to be wrong. Did he really kill them? Did he really kill my parents? Just because he had a little temper tantrum with Justin? How many lives has he ruined? How many people has he killed? Is Jacob really right? Would he really hurt me if I told him no? No. No. Why would he hurt me? Why would he... What use could he gain out of manipulating me? There's absolutely no advantage in having me. I was just a poor village girl who was seeking refuge. I helped him out of the kindness of my heart. Out of everything I've gone through, I can never catch a break, can I? For a single moment, I just want things to be okay. I don't want to feel this anymore. I'm tired of feeling that constant pain in my heart. I'm tired of crying alone. No one is going to save me. At this point, the only person I can save is myself. It's all a mirage, isn't it? It's a game of usage. It reels you in with beautiful sights, grand architecture, and a false sense of security. But in the end, it's all a game. Who can cause the most pain? Who can step on each other more and more and still get away with it? How long you can lie without anyone noticing it? How long you can tell someone you love them without hurting them? I'm surrounded by money. I'm surrounded by power. If I don't play this game right, I'll get hurt again. But is this game truly worth playing? I want to go home. Back to the way things once were. Back when my only worries were picking apples or having to deal with Justin. Back when my parents were still alive. I'd rather suffer through these small little trivial problems than deal with the weight over my shoulders here. City life is rough, especially among royalty. You can't give up. The moment you decide to quit, you'll be used as a stepping stone for the next person in line. I couldn't go home, even if I wanted to. There's nothing left there. Nothing is waiting for me there. The only thing that'll remain are ashes. Ashes that'll get swept away from the rain. Ashes that once belonged to a house. A house that once sat on an apple orchard. An orchard once belonged to the old head guard of Arendoyle. The old head guard who had a loving wife and two beautiful children. Why would he do this? There has to be an answer, right? He wouldn't burn down a village just because he was disrespected, right? Jacob said he had a history of burning them, but why? What's the reason? I just don't understand anymore. The early morning sun has just risen and people have begun their early morning routines. The roads were fairly empty. Just a few carriages here and there, and maybe a few people. There I saw Jacob, standing against the pillar, following me with his eyes. I didn't want to deal with another confrontation today. I physically didn't have enough energy to deal with this.
Really, Anne? How was your...
Leave me alone.
Are you okay? Listen, I know I kind of forced that information on you. I'm sorry I did that to you. It didn't cross my mind that you wouldn't be ready for that.
Fuck off.
I'm sorry?
I said fuck off.
It's really unladylike to talk to someone like that. Okay, I understand that you're pretty upset. At least you know the truth, right?
Jacob.
Yes?
I need you to do me a favor.
Of course.
I want you to never speak to me again. Something quiet echoed through the corridors. It sounded like music. I didn't know what kind, but it was oddly soothing.
Billy Ann? Annie?
Yeah?
My word, your room is a pigsty!
If you came in here to lecture me, I don't want to hear it.
No, I didn't come in here to lecture you.
Then what is it?
Could you, you know, try and calm His Royal Highness down?
I'm sorry, what?
He's been quite irritable this morning, and you're the only person I know who can calm him down.
Irritable? What does he have to be irritable about? Well, Cynthia?
Yes?
Good luck on trying to find someone who can help you.
Really, Ed, come on, please.
He can stay mad.
Oh, I see how it is.
What?
The two of you are fighting.
If you want to call it that, be my guest.
I won't pry, but you can't avoid him forever, Annie.
It's barely been a day.
A day too long, I'd say.
Why do you care so much about him?
He hasn't been this physically upset since the execution.
So why would it matter if I went to talk to him?
Because you're the only person who could calm him down.
What is he doing that's so terrible?
He's refusing to see anyone.
Okay.
He threw a chair at one of the maids because she entered his office unsolicited.
Then she should have knocked.
Really, Anne?
Cynthia?
What's with you? You're never like this.
Cynthia, my night has been hell himself. I'm feeling so many mixed emotions about things I never knew about. I don't even know how I feel about myself anymore.
God, I'm so sorry.
Don't be.
I'll cover for you this time, but you owe me one.
I'll repay the favor in the future.
Thanks, Annie.
You're kidding. What now? Letters. They were letters from Lillian. Where has she been? It's late. The sun is getting ready to set. Not a single sight of her has been seen.
What do you want this time?
Report, Your Highness.
Go on.
Lady Annie has been feeling under the weather as of recent and refuses to leave her room.
Under the weather?
She was very adamant about me staying out of her room.
What kind of sickness?
A cold, Your Highness.
She isn't taking any visitors?
No, Your Highness.
I wonder how she managed that.
Your Highness?
A cold, I mean. It's quite simple. You have to try really hard to get a cold in the middle of summer.
I understand, Your Highness.
I'll visit her later this evening.
No! I mean, she told me she didn't want to see anyone at the moment.
Surely she'd let me in.
She doesn't want to get you sick, Your Highness.
Is that all?
Yes, Your Highness.
Then, go! A cold.
What if she's actually sick?
How would you know?
Neither of us truly know.
I bet you she doesn't have a cold.
What if she actually was able to get a cold, though?
Explain to me, then.
What if she fell into the ocean?
She's alive.
I didn't say that she died.
Why would she have fallen into the ocean?
She seems like the type to do something like that. She's clumsy enough.
What if she's avoiding me?
Why would she be avoiding you?
I don't know. I should visit her.
You'll upset her. She doesn't want to be seen.
If she's sick, I'll leave.
And if she isn't?
I'll figure it out. I tried to return my focus back to my work for the next few hours, but I found the task difficult. It felt wrong to hope for her sickness, to believe that all of this is just another cruel trick my mind is playing on me. However, I can already see this ending badly. The sun was gone by the time I had finally decided to put my pen down and leave. The halls were mostly empty during the night, and I tried my best to be discreet. No response.
Yes?
Really, Anne? Are you all right?
Oh! I'm fine, just feeling a bit sick.
May I come in?
I don't think that's a good idea. I wouldn't want you to catch whatever I've got.
That's nonsense. I won't stay long.
Truly, I don't want you to get sick.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I missed you last night.
I'm sorry, I just couldn't get out of bed.
I came to see you. You weren't there.
You went inside my room?
I knocked. There was no response.
So you went inside?
I was worried. It had been hours.
Oh, I was in the privy.
In the privy?
Yes, I was in the privy.
At 4 in the morning.
I was ill, Zane.
I'm sorry. Do you want me to call a doctor for you?
I just need rest.
I could have a chef make you some soup.
That isn't necessary.
It will help you get better.
I'm not hungry.
Are you sure?
Yes, Zane!
Are you all right?
Apologies, I'm just tired.
It sounds like you're upset.
My nose is just stuffy. Zane?
Yes?
Could you just leave me be for now?
Of course, dear. I'll let you get your rest. Get well soon, Lillianne.
He Who Forsakes the Crown is an audio drama written and produced by Chapter 15 Studios. Starring Eric Smith as Zane DeMonte, Julia Osborne as Rillianne Duvon, and Chara Lynn as Seo Coquina. Featuring roles by Nick Richardson as Jacob, Ranger H. Fox as Argus, and Zoe Absher as Cynthia. We hope you enjoyed this episode of He Who Forsakes the Crown. You'll be hearing from us again on November 4th.